This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Season 7, Episode 4, the passion is totally real on this episode. And is Ms. and Maurice going to sell their house? Who knows? Check us out right here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Where the lights at, though?
Oh, how?
Turn the snare up.
That's right. All these women do need each other. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the AfterBuzz Total Divas After Show. My name is Anissa Barr. You can follow me on social media at Anissa Barr. And we have TK. She's back.
What's up, y'all? I am back. I survived Mexico, the cruise, Thanksgiving, all that good stuff. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can follow me on Instagram at TK Trinidad.
Nice. I'm Monique Loveless, and you can follow me everywhere on at Upfront with Mo.
And my name is Roger. You can follow me, Roger_Corral, on Twitter.
Yes, and thanks for joining us today. We're kind of getting back in the groove because we were out for the holiday this week. And it is holiday season, so prepare for us. This episode, holy balls, it got legit, like...
It got real, right?
Shit went down.
Got real. Swear words. What's the beeping in there?
Hey.
And that reggae horn. Pull that up, too.
But before we talk about all the cattiness, we see Bree and Nikki pretty much being themselves as always. But Bree wants to donate her breast milk. Because pretty much not a lot of women actually can't produce breast milk when they have babies. They usually have complications and all this stuff. And what I really liked about this scene in this episode is that she was able to donate some breast milk to, like, even twins. And she's a twin herself.
Oh, that's right.
But she said she would donate 100 ounces of breast milk. Like...
Can I say this? I love the Bellas. Everyone knows. Who cares?
Oh, my God.
Honestly. I love the babies. I'm glad that she's giving milk.
Wow.
I'm glad. I'm really glad that she did that. That was a powerful moment. But...
All right, I will say,
mixed with this episode,
I'm learning a lot, guys. Like, I didn't know breast milk was watery. You know,
yeah,
I didn't
it's like know an almondy. Could... It's kind of like almond milk, but watered down.
Have you ever tried it?
I have.
Oh,
for a radio show.
Oh, was it good?
I mean, it tastes honestly because I water down my milk. Period. Anyway, mm-hmm. You give me any time, I always put water in it, so it just tastes like that. It was like almond type milk, and it's watered down.
All right.
Interesting.
What you do for radio? Thank God I'm no longer there.
Interesting.
Shout out to iHeart.
No, it's very interesting. I feel like, you know, that's why we're following Bree, right? We're trying to see what it is, too.
Was it interesting for you?
All right. So I've always had questions about birth. Like, I don't know how the food system works. I'm not sure how the breast milk works.
I don't know.
So I'm slowly... All right, like when they cut off the baby, like where
the umbilical cord?
Yeah, where? You know, there's a lot of questions I have.
The belly button.
I'm hoping the rest of Total Divas answers
them. Cut off the baby. All right, so a couple of things aside from where they cut off the baby and the breast, I find The thing I liked about it, I think it's they spent too long on it. But the thing I did like about it is that in the world that we're in now, where it's a very selfish world, we're always, you know, doing the selfies, and which they do too. It's nice to know that people give back because, you know, there are people who don't have the breast milk, or there are people that don't have, that are not as privileged as they are. And for them to do that and to think about that, it's like leading by example. Because other people who might have might be able to do 100 ounces or something else. It's like, okay, well, I can do that. I never thought about it. Mm-hmm. So it's actually giving that example. It's just too much in one episode. And
you know, it was. I will say, with this particular episode, they spent a lot of time on it.
Yeah. I mean, we have, like, the drama unfolding. And in the meantime, we're pumping milk on
it. What I'm interested about this episode is, like, when they went to Comic-Con... this is when the Barbies did come out too. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering how come they put that part of that that episode of them going to Comic-Con with the Barbies in this episode, but they didn't add it to when they were revealing the Barbies
on the
last episode. It felt off. So it's like, okay, this all happened in the summer.
Right.
A lot of stuff happened in the summer,
right.
But.
I feel like they could have showed more of that.
Yeah.
And less of less the milk. Breast milk. I mean, I'm all down for it. I'm glad that she did. I'm really, really glad that she did give back because, like, we saw some women don't, but it should have been as long as the Barbie situation was.
Yeah, we got to clarify. None of us hate breast milk.
Yeah, like, no, like, not at all.
We're pro breast milk.
Yeah. I think so.
Go breast milk.
I haven't tasted it, but yes, the babies need it.
You sure? Did your mom breastfeed?
You probably did at one point.
Yeah, did your mom breastfeed?
I don't think my mom breastfed.
Oh, okay.
I don't think she breastfed. Oh. I would have to ask her that when we talk again next month.
Did anyone get breastfed?
I was breastfed.
Okay. I had formula, I think.
I don't think that.
From Texas.
We keep revealing a lot.
Makes sense.
No, I didn't.
And the cut of the baby.
All right, you know, the cut of the... All right, I'll bring that up after the show.
American education for you guys.
I wasn't breastfed. I had, like, a baby food eater.
It's not that rare.
I'm not saying it's not rare. I mean, now you guys are hating me for being breastfed.
Why are you breastfeeding someone?
I'm just saying. I mean,
it's good for you.
Well then,
let's move on with breastfeeding, guys. That's on another subject. If you want to talk more about breastfeeding, you can follow them, have like a conversation with them. Ladies, give Roger some education on that.
Oh my God, don't do that.
But
I think he got enough now. He got all the education he needed in the breast milk area.
If you have any more questions, ask your wife.
I know. Dang, y'all should be having kids like soon.
What that? All right, we're gonna have to move on to the next topic.
Well, speaking of having kids, Miz and Maurice are pretty much. It's so much happening between these guys going on. First of all, someone breaks into their home.
Again.
Mm-hmm. And this is the third time in 5 years that they've had this happen to them. Maurice had her 64-year-old mother staying with them, and she's like 100% French. So she's amazing. She looks good.
Québécois.
There you go.
And pretty much, the Miz was like, well, let's go to a shooting range and teach her how to shoot a gun at 64 years old. So, Miz thought it was a good idea to do it, and she did it.
See, the thing is, he shot a shotgun, which is one you wouldn't have in the house. You need a 9mm, and she could have got a smaller one for her size. So, the fact that they picked the shotgun was just kind of weird. It's just like, what is she going to do with this? So, if she shot a smaller gun, then she probably would have been able to handle it. But the shotgun gives you feedback into the shoulder. So it's just like,
right.
And she's like 100 pounds, 90 maybe.
Afterwards, she's like, I'm not feeling so good.
She just laid down in the back seat.
She did. She's like, I'm not feeling so good.
Yeah, that blowback is no joke.
It's not.
But kudos to her, though.
But I don't know what to say about the situation.
I think it was for show.
Yeah.
Because we've never seen her on the show, so she's magically...
Yeah, she just magically appeared.
Yeah, well, so...
I don't think that part's on the show. I think maybe she was visiting them. I think the shooting range and or the shotgun was for the show. It's like... Because I know where that shooting range is. That's up in Burbank. So, like, for you to say you want a shotgun to... like, it's just one of those rant, like...
random.
Most people use nines, like, mm-hmm. like easily. So
unless they did try other guns, and then we just saw the shotgun.
Yeah, but there's no need.
There's no need for the shotgun regardless.
Yeah, like, why would you do that? Like, just the shoulder. Yeah, it's just... So, I mean, kudos to her. Hopefully she survived. She's great.
She did.
She's enjoying the cold weather in Canada.
It's all power to her. But later on, Maurice does a little sneaky and puts their house on for sale.
She does. Love
it. And Miz was so pissed off that she did that.
Do we know how long they've lived there?
At least a couple.
Didn't she say like 5 years?
Yeah. 5 years.
Because she said within 5 years we've been robbed 3 times.
Yeah.
Or people have come to their house 3 times.
And Mrs. doesn't agree to selling this house because they built memories in this house. And, you know, Maurice wants to, I don't know, like, they want to have a family.
One thing she did say, which I think people didn't necessarily pick up, she said that, you know, she looked at the yard and she envisioned herself having kids.
Right.
And there was kind of one of those things like, wait a minute, like, well, obviously we all know that she's pregnant now, but it's kind of like, was the Miz holding out on the kids? Like, why don't they have, why didn't they have it? Was she having pregnant, like, was there issues?
Well,
like,
was she pregnant right then?
That was
she
a got big really question mark.
That's a good point.
I said that too, because that was a big question mark. I was like, oh, why all of a sudden is she bringing that up?
Yeah.
Like, is that supposed to say something? Like, was there a hold off? Mm-hmm. Even though, like you said, she's pregnant now. Was there a hold off?
Yeah.
What's going on? Can we get that storyline?
That's not happening.
Right.
They're probably on the cutting room floor. So.
No, because you know they still got to reveal that she's pregnant. So
will
I feel like
they'll reveal it on this season.
I don't know.
That just happened like last month, right?
Yeah.
She's 4 months.
Yeah, but she didn't announce it.
No, she didn't announce it till later. Last month.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like towards the end of the summer that they
I think we're going to have to wait a while.
Well, I think we have until January, so we'll see.
Yeah, so if you guys had a home like that and someone robbed you, would you just go up and sell it?
I mean, the type of money that they're making and the fact that she's a realtor, so she's getting some of that percentage anyway, and she's, like, say hypothetically, she knew she was pregnant.
Right.
So that means she's going to be home more often. So therefore, if somebody tried to rob her 5 times, then that means that they might try again, and she's going to be home with a baby, like, on the safety issues, you know, she's like, okay. And remember, she did try to buy a gun that one time with Eva.
Oh, yeah, she did. She did.
So, you know, it's just, like, all these factors
here. I remember that.
And it's just, like, the last thing you want to do is feel like you're a prisoner in your own home and or feel scared that there's, you know, a point in the night where you hear a bump in the night and you're thinking somebody's actually really trying to rob you versus just a bump in the night. So I can kind of get in the money that they made. So it's probably because I think the Miz mentioned that they had built it from scratch. They probably had a lot of add-ons and all this other stuff. So the money that they made, they could probably get a bigger house somewhere else, probably where the Kardashians are, all that good stuff, and like they're good to go. So
I'm gonna be like, hell no, you ain't kidding me out of my house.
I thought he was gonna do that, but then I think he almost like, either he might have. They might have found out that they were pregnant or something kind of changed his mind. I thought he was going to be pissed off, but...
Yeah. That cash price, probably. Because if she's a realtor, she knows what to put it at because you're going to come down.
Mm-hmm. And I liked how she told him, cash price.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And he's like, all for it. Cutting his promo. We believing yet. He's doing this. Because
they usually put it over...
Yeah,
they usually put it anywhere over, I'm thinking for them, probably $1 to $2 million.
Yeah.
So they're making an extra value on it. Plus, whatever they bought it at in the first place, they're making value on top of that.
I know.
Plus, she's making her cut.
I probably think that they live like
her commission that comes back to the house.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was like, that cash price, ching, ching.
Yeah.
That's all it would really take.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did get an offer, and the guy did say, hey, I cash. And she got so excited, she mentioned it to him. He pretty much cut a promo. In my opinion, because it looked like he was all for it. And then he was like, I'm going to go blow it off in Vegas. On black. All of it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, wait, what? Would you guys do that?
I don't gamble.
Oh, my God.
That's sad.
No way. Let me tell you. I do not gamble because... That is like a gut punch. When you lose money, that's money I could have put on shoes or a bag or invested in something of that.
You got to spend it on what you love. And if you love gambling, then good for you. Well, you love shoes.
There's educated gambling.
There is investing.
Yeah.
I do invest. I feel like...
Have you ever gambled?
I did one time.
Okay.
Ever in my whole entire life.
In Vegas?
Yes, I did. And it was the worst thing I think I possibly went through. And I only lost $100. But still, it was $100 that could have went towards a purse.
Well, that's when you shouldn't gamble.
Or it could have went towards, like, shoes.
Yeah.
Or it could have been something
more. Have you
been
to Chuck E. Cheese?
I have.
Have you played the games?
I do play the game.
Okay, well, you can set her up that way. That's not gambling.
I know, that's not gambling.
That's how you start, though.
No.
That's the worst analogy ever.
Why, come on. Okay, that as a kid. As a kid.
It's a gateway.
You're playing,
it's a gateway.
You're playing video games, and you keep adding and adding it. And then when you go to Vegas, you want to play more and more.
No.
So
no.
Here's the educated way of gambling. If you feel like, it's kind of like lending somebody money. Right, you lend somebody money with the intention that you might not see this money back.
If
you
lend, I don't do it.
Right, if you lend somebody money, like say $500 or whatever, and you want that money back, you know you need it for something else, then you shouldn't lend that person money.
Exactly.
Same thing with gambling. If you feel like you could have spent the money on the shoes, purse, whatever, or you could have. It's after you've done all that stuff. Your bills are paid. You can lose $5,000 easily. That's when you should gamble.
I don't give money to friends either, so we're all on one note.
It's kind of like shopping too. It's like you buy something and then you feel a guilt trip, so you like go back and return it.
Ooh, no, that's not a bad. That's a bad analogy too. Like,
oh no,
shopping is no.
I've done that. I'm like, do I really need this? Why did I buy it? So I go back and return it.
But you can't take it back once it's gone in Vegas. You can't be like, I'll return it.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like in general.
I don't see the Miz.
That's what I freaking do.
I don't see the Miz being a spender like that, though.
I don't, yeah.
Like,
I don't,
Maurice is definitely a spender.
Do you, really?
Oh, yes.
Okay, but she's
remember when she got that house in NoHo and he was pissed about that?
Yeah, but that's still, and he didn't, and he didn't, and she didn't tell him.
Yeah, she didn't tell him then
if
either.
If I came home and my wife had a house for me, I'd be ecstatic.
Yeah.
She didn't.
Like, I'd be happy.
But it's part of your money, though.
Yeah, that you have to fix up.
I got to come home and just get a house.
But it wasn't just a house. It was a fixer upper.
I'm getting a house.
Yeah, you weren't just getting a house. Yeah. She got a.
Now you have extra stuff. You're paying all that stuff on the house before the house gets sold.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more bills.
We always got bills anyways, guys. I'm telling you, Maurice knows how to do this.
That's why you should have that baby. You got an extra bill. Just saying.
We're going to have to move on again.
Next subject.
But the thing is, Maurice is very smart and she does like money. I mean, she's a hustler. She likes money. She likes to spend, and that's all good. All power to her. If you really think about it, Maurice, when she was in high school, she was the first woman to ever start in her high school to ever start doing a fashion show.
I didn't know this.
And yeah. I know. And she pretty much probably made a profit off of that, like saying, hey, I'm gonna do a fashion show, get it going. That's probably how this whole stuff has been happening. Yeah. And all power
her business
to her.
Mindset,
exactly,
business ethics. She got them early.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's a spender, but at the end of the day too, I don't think she spends. Like she says, when they went to Japan, well, that's an old one. But when they went overseas and she spends on the credit cards. But I'm pretty sure that their bills are getting paid.
Yeah,
like she doesn't seem like the type that.
I don't think they're going in debt.
Yeah,
she doesn't seem like that type that. Like she knows what she can spend, and she can spend a lot because she's a hustler. So
yeah.
It works out.
Yeah,
of course they're not in debt. Look at who the Miz. The Miz is freaking doing the Marines right now. He's doing the MTV
Challenge.
Yeah,
he's been a superstar for a long time.
He's hosting that. And he's been the IC champion until last week.
Maurice bought a bed like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was, 94 by 94?
Did they rent it?
That's my question.
I don't think she bought that bed.
I don't think you can rent a bed, can you?
I think you can.
Yeah, you can rent furniture.
Yeah, you can rent
stuff. Yeah, from any. Like,
I highly doubt. Like, what are they going to do with the bed now? They didn't even use the bed. Like, I don't think. And then on top of that, I feel because it's for the show, they could probably return it. Especially since nobody used it either.
So. Yeah, nobody did use it.
Anyways, at the end of the day, The Miz is the greatest freaking person ever. In my opinion, I love The Miz. He's great.
I'll be on your side. We're good. We're good.
I'm coming for you, though. I know it. I feel it. I'm coming for you, though.
Now, this is what we all been waiting for, guys. We didn't have Trinity on, and I was very upset because I wanted to see Trinity on this episode because we were going towards Battleground, and I wanted to see how she felt on this Fatal 5-Way match. What was her mentality with these women who she wanted to choose? But we just don't be able to get to see her a little bit. But
They never give her a due. I feel like the seasons, you just see bits and pieces of her. One season, you didn't see her. It's just like...
But I do like that they started this season with her. But I do want to see more of her.
I feel like
and they always do that. And you're right. Yeah. In every season, she's bits and pieces.
And she has... Like, I love... Her life is so interesting.
It is.
Like, she's a stepmother, a champion, and...
She's a badass.
She is a badass. She's amazing.
I loved following their wedding and seeing the interactions with, you know.
And she's one of those women who worked her ass off.
Yeah. I think she's really grown. I feel like she could honestly get her own show at this point. I've enjoyed her growth because people...
It's not enough drama.
It's not.
But people were doubtful.
And I don't want to see her in drama, though.
People were doubtful about her becoming champion, too. And she exceeded all expectations.
Right. I mean, I would love for her to have her own show, too. But just based off of what we watched today, the palette of what we watched today and all the reality shows, there's not going to be enough drama unless there's some...
To keep
an
audience.
She has a ratchet uncle somewhere or something, which I'm sure everybody does.
She does have that cousin when they went to Orlando. Wasn't that her uncle or her cousin?
But he didn't seem very ratchet. Like, he didn't seem, like, crazy ratchet. Like, Keisha Cole, mama ratchet.
Ooh.
Wait, you don't need ratchet to get a reality show, guys?
Ooh, yes, you do.
Oh, my God.
You need it somewhere.
To get the hook,
So who's ratchet on this show?
Not me.
This is not a reality show.
Really?
No, I'm not. I don't even know how to be.
I feel like there's some... Lana...
Oh my God! Why would you go there?
Well, speaking of Lana,
so she can segue it.
Lana thinks she's entitled to pretty much. Let's put it this way: she kind of like, I like she's Lana, I really do, but she really put down the girls that are in the locker room a lot, and it was not really nice.
That was a great way of putting it.
You know what? She got Nia Jax, then she attacked. And Natty attacked.
But Nia threw shade at her, too, so...
She did. There was a little shade here, a little shade there. No. I feel like Nia was like, you're not going to take me out of my comfort zone on camera right now.
But it wasn't shade. She said it straight to her face.
Well, I'm saying they threw shade at each other. Yeah, when you say something that is not appropriate to somebody else, that's shade.
Oh, well, I thought definition. It was, like, shade, like, they're tying something behind your back.
No. So, a definition for everybody out there who doesn't know shade... is when you say something to somebody that you know is it's taking a jab at them, that shade throwing at you.
Oh, where I'm from, it's like tiny to your face. So I don't know. But I mean, overall this was an intense scene and Lana did have some valid points and so did the other girls.
Kudos to her for standing for herself and then she got the finger too.
She did.
I feel like wrestling is a very protective industry. And so I give props to anyone that breaks in. And sometimes you have to stand up. I feel like every successful wrestler has been the guy or the girl that has kind of stood up for themselves and made a ruckus behind the scenes. Shawn Michaels, CM Punk, all these people.
Right.
Like, you need to have an attitude because otherwise everyone's going to step over you. Everyone's looking out for themselves.
Right.
You no matter what industry you're in.
And so if they're so bothered that she wants to learn, let them be bothered.
It's not bothered. I think the thing is it might have started off with Natty. So like Natty was that one who was helping her, right? And then you feel like that, almost like that savior complex. Like, oh my gosh, she's helping me. So that means I can come with her with all my questions. Natty didn't tell her like, look, like I get what you're trying to do, but you need to like
draw the line.
Need to come down. Like you need to stop calling.
Yes.
She didn't say all that stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
So Lana thought it was okay. And now...
Isn't that Natty's
but
fault?
But Lana came
that's
in...
That's fair, right?
No, but Lana came in throwing the shade when she was like, oh, ain't nobody in here nice except for Carmella. And it was like, but Natty has been helping you this whole entire time.
I think with Natty, that was more of a joke. You know, you like with your friends were joking. Definitely she...
felt that about Nia.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Natty was just more of a joking, like, because obviously if she felt that way, she wouldn't be texting her all the time.
I do think,
true, but I do feel like on camera, Natty got a little in her feelings and was like, well, maybe you shouldn't be in this business.
Natty's always in her feelings.
Oh, no, Natty. I like Natty.
Natty is a sensitive person, and that's okay.
Yeah, I like her, but she's always, everybody has their personalities, and it feels like with Natty, like, you can guarantee she's gonna, just like when she was telling Carano about everything that's going on, he's like, I don't want to hear any of this. Like, this
I just feel
problem.
Like she doesn't stand up for herself.
Who?
Natty. I feel like
she
doesn't
want to hurt anybody feeling.
She never, if there's any type of conflict, she just backs down.
She doesn't
stand up for herself.
So then even worse, why is she taking it out on this innocent person that's looking over her.
She ain't innocent.
No, she is. This is a person that wasn't in wrestling. And it's nervous when you're entering a new industry. And Lana's learning the ropes. She's learning.
So you're trying to tell me if I started at the company we work at, and then you're like, you showed me a helping hand, and then I started sending you text messages throughout the whole day while you're trying to work nonstop. Then you get home, you're hanging out with your wife, and then I'm sending you 35 more text messages.
Wasn't that Natalia's fault, Natty's fault? Before you start doing that, I would tell you, hey, once I get out of work, I don't like texting, whatever. Like, Natty didn't set any barriers, so she probably felt comfortable going to her and bothering her.
Right, but some people are not good at saying no.
Well, that's not Lana's fault.
Natty doesn't really say no.
But that doesn't make Lana innocent. Yeah. I feel like
Lana's just trying to learn.
Sense.
Yeah, because they were...
But wrestling isn't common sense.
But if I send you a text at midnight or while I'm flying on a red eye...
You guys are making examples of
she said 3 a.m. in the morning. 3 a.m.
when
she was on a red eye.
When she was sleeping.
Yeah. Like, she said Lana was on the red eye and she was sleeping and Lana was texting her. But you have to also see the text message too. Lana was like, where are you at? Are you there? So, like...
That's too much.
That is too much. Just text what you want to text. Wait until she answers back and call it a day. You should know that as an adult.
But like you said, it might be for show because we don't know how far apart those text messages were. I'm just saying, for all we know, Lana was bothering her throughout the day. And eventually she came to visit to see what was going on. Lana's is trying to learn from a supposed veteran of the locker room.
That's shade.
It is shade.
I said supposed.
And I feel like, again, wrestling's protective, and they always try to diss on whoever is entering, whether they're right
so
or wrong.
So are we, as the fans. Look what happened when Eva Marie came. No offense, I was pissed that she came.
But that's my point. They were mad at Eva Marie for not knowing wrestling or not enjoying wrestling, and then they're mad at Lana for loving wrestling. It's like you can never win.
Well, that's anything that you do in any environment. A new person comes in, you want to see, you know, what they're all about. Like, you don't want to give them the whole shebang and, like, roll up the red carpet.
She's not asking for a red carpet. She's asking for help.
Like, she's asking for more than help. Harsh. No, well, I feel like she asked for help and then she turned around and shaded everybody.
Yeah,
like,
because they dissed her because they're basically telling her, you should get out of the industry, you're not good at this. And again, she brought up a great point. None of those girls are good at promos.
Except
Carmella.
Okay. I was about to go off.
Like,
you.
Natty's been in the WWE for about 10 years
now. Not everybody's good at promos.
Well, then they should be quiet whenever it comes to addressing their own faults. Because it's easy to attack someone whenever someone's not as good as you in one aspect.
Right.
But then you should be able to take it when they attack you on the other end. A good wrestler knows how to do a good promo and how to wrestle.
Right. Okay, so I agree with you on that because I remember when Natty had the rival with Nikki on SmackDown.
Oh my God, that was atrocious.
I did mention...
Well, there was that what...
I did mention on the Elimination Chamber after show that Natty's not a good... No. Not good at doing a promo. Neither is Nikki Bella.
And that's fair.
I said, that's totally fine. I think it's best if you want to learn how to do a promo, you now have the option to go to NXT and learn. They have classes for that.
And they did send her to NXT.
Renee Young is going to LA to do acting classes to learn how to do, to better herself. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you better watch her podcast. So, like, there's better ways to improve yourself, but the way she acknowledged the situation, I don't think that was cool at all. On all these women, what they did. They just yelling at each other, going over each other, cursing at each other.
I mean, it's frustration.
And like, it got personal,
It did get personal, but Carmelo is the one was like, you're good at, you know, being a strong person. You're good at doing a promo. Natty, you've been here forever. And
I think
we all need to build each other up. That's why is we have a Divas Revolution for.
I think most technical wrestlers are snobby. It happens. Whenever you're a good technical wrestler, you tend to be snobby. You look down on the Hulk Hogans and, you know, the Ric Flairs, the people that aren't really great technically.
They aren't great wrestlers, but at the end of the day, doing a good promo makes you a bigger star than what you are as a wrestler. Mm-hmm. No offense, I love Stone Cold Steve Austin, and I love The Rock. They're great, but they're not good.
They're not the greatest in the ring.
They're not great in the ring.
They're not.
Look at their matches in the 90s. They weren't that great, but The Rock became who he was because he's on the mic.
And that's my point. I feel like they were a little harsh on Lana. It's okay to get mad at her, but I feel like this is a recurring thing every week. Like, it's...
Well, it will be. It's just like what they did with Eva Marie.
Yeah, they did the same thing to Eva Marie.
Yeah, but look that's where Eva Marie is now. The reason why she was here, because she saw an opportunity to be here.
Lana stick around? Why does Eva Marie stick around?
No, why would Eva Marie stick around when no one's welcoming you and no one's appreciating your efforts?
At the end of the day...
You gotta break through that.
Yeah, but after three years, four years...
Think about it.
The difference between Eva Marie and Lana, Eva Marie didn't have passion for this business.
But you don't have to. That's no one's business. Like, it's my job. If I want to go get a paycheck, if my employer's willing to pay me, then that's no one else's business.
Right, but they definitely are throwing shade at her. But at the end of the day, Eva Marie, there's no doubt that she saw, even though she wanted to be good at the business, but compared to other places, she's wrestling in the WWE. Like, that platform alone, for her to just be a small star, given her looks and everything like that, she did it, because look what she's doing now. Like, look how many people got fired from WWE. None of them have three or four fashion lines. They have sunglass lines. Mm-hmm. She's traveling to the world.
Mm-hmm. She took an
opportunity. No, they helped her, definitely.
Right. So it's just like, she saw that opportunity. She's like, she's going to let these girls bag her. She's going to try the best of her ability to whatever passion she felt about it. And then when she got let go, she's like, all right, cool. Like, obviously she wasn't too much about wrestling.
Why would we diss her for that?
Who? Well, we weren't dissing her, but you can tell that she wasn't passionate about it. So they weren't. But
sometimes Brock Lesnar isn't passionate about it. Like, I don't understand the criticism when someone's getting paid and they're doing well for themselves. I don't care for their own personal feelings.
Because I feel like it's a difference between men and women, though.
Also, on top of that, too, you like, think of seriously. When she gets in the ring, right? Because now you're talking about both, you're in the ring with somebody who might not be as well groomed in that. So now you have potential injury.
Careless, I get that. So, but Brock's not careless.
No, I'm just talking about like somebody like Eva Marie or even Lana. So you're in that. You're in that situation now where...
But whose fault is that? That's your employer's fault. Like, you can't get mad at Lana.
But if you're in the ring with that person, then... Like,
get mad at your employer.
Right, but if you get injured, then whose fault?
Like, your employer.
It's still the employer's fault, but then that injury now takes you out for 6 months. Because of, you know what I'm saying? So I understand you could get mad at an employer, but obviously the employer believes in you. Yeah, you do whatever you need to do.
If you bring up a crazy crocodile in here right now, and he bites me, I'm going to be mad at you, but I'm going to be mad at the company for allowing the crocodile in here. Like, it still falls on the people allowing the opportunity.
Well, she signed a waiver.
Right.
Yeah. Most likely it is.
Yeah, most likely they did.
I feel like
you have to look at Nia Jax's point too.
Nia hasn't done anything in this industry. Nothing. Not one success. Name me one great match from Nia.
NXT?
She hasn't done anything.
She did pretty well in NXT.
A network show. I'm just saying.
Well, you have to also to take into storylines and what they're writing her into.
Yeah,
right? All that stuff.
So if you're not at that point, whether it be for outside interference or your own misgivings, then you should probably stay quiet until you could actually speak
up. Yeah, but she's compared to if you're just balancing on talent and not mic skills. Because when you look back...
But talent's subjective.
When you look back,
not
like...
Not necessarily. No, that's not...
Talent's subjective.
I feel like it's...
We just talked about what makes a great wrestler.
Yeah, but even if you are a great wrestler, not all the time does somebody go to a job and they're great at everything.
Right.
Like, they're not great at everything, but they're great at what they do. So you have the ability to be able to kind of have ego about that if you're good, if you are great at what you do.
So what is Nia great at?
Well, that I haven't figured out that yet.
The shade, though.
I know. That would be real shady.
I would like to see Nia cut a promo because we haven't seen that yet. But at the end of the
I don't know if she could.
Yeah, I don't think she would be good at it.
And that's not the situation. At this point. That's the situation when it comes to stuff like
and
that.
And I'm sure she wouldn't like to be attacked as she's trying, right?
Yeah. Just
like
but Lana's as she's trying. Wrestling and Lana's good at promo, Lana's not that great of a wrestler right now, and she's
but sometimes
better.
As a wrestler, you don't have to cut a promo to look good.
You don't.
You don't.
So
you don't
that's why they're saying, like, okay, yes, you. That's but, what I'm saying.
As
okay,
Nia's
yes,
defense.
You may not be able to cut a promo, but at the same time. I'm a great wrestler. Yeah. I've had championships. I have this. I have that. I have the other. So even if I can't cut a promo, I am good at what I do. I bring an audience for what I do.
I think the promos for women, I've been looking over that. It's just, it seems so you're in this balance where you want to be gritty, but you still want to be feminine. It's kind of a harder balance, I feel, other than, like, the men.
That's fair.
Because it's just like, you know, you're trying to, you know, obviously you don't want to be, like, you know, from the hood with Timbos on, but you still want to be, you know. So I think you're. It's still a new era for the women where they're trying to find that balance.
I have to agree.
Remember that one time where they were in the ring? It was like five of them in the ring.
AJ Lee.
Yeah. Only like one of them was able to do it and everybody else was just like, oh my God.
Here's the thing. Not a lot of women can cut a promo, and I think this is now new because now not during the past when it comes to wrestling, not a lot of the women did cut promos.
The spotlight's coming up.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. The only people I could think of that's cut promos was freaking Alundra Blaze, aka Medusa. Trish Stratus did a killer on good promos when she did with Christy Hemme. And AJ Lee, that's all I could think of at the moment. But if you could think more, please comment below.
And that's like in the span of like 25 years.
Exactly.
So that's
and
fair.
A lot so of those, a reference and point. Between those times that we got true. We had Sex Appeal, we had the Attitude Adjustment era, and now we have a different revolution. And I really believe not just the women in Total Divas need to learn how to cut a promo. All the women in the WWE need to learn how to cut a promo. The only people that can cut a damn promo right now is Charlotte.
Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss is a female rock on the mic.
When it comes to wrestling, I like rebellious attitudes. And I feel like, at the end of the day, those are the people that are going to succeed. So, you know, whether it's standoffish or whether you rub off the wrong way, it's a very selfish industry in some regards because everyone's still looking out for themselves.
Right.
So, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Again, if Lana's bothering them, then they need to speak up. If anything, if I rag on Natty, it's because I want her to speak up for herself. I think if Natty spoke up for herself, she'd have a better career.
Well, I mean, but if she like hasn't Natty's got it this far.
I agree with that.
Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair. That's fair. I will agree with that.
We all know Natty's past. She always goes to Mark Carano and complains about everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's her personality. And I think at this point in life, at this point in life, that's not happening. Like, her saying no to things and all this other stuff, and her, like, you know, she's a people pleaser.
She is.
There's nothing wrong with that, but at this point in her life, I don't think she's going to change to the other way of saying, like, no, I'm not going to do that. Just, I don't see that happening.
Maybe she should. Yeah, maybe she should. Maybe we will see that. Maybe not in this season, but it may come down the road.
She's a super caring person. She's super corny. She's all about her cats, and, you know, it's just... I mean, everybody has their little... It's not shady, but everybody
cat
has
lady.
The cat lady shade.
She's wearing the cat thing on her.
She has cat ears, she's on the ground.
I mean...
But as your own personal opinion, do you think Mark Carano favors Lana a lot?
No.
No, I think he's tired of Natty coming to him all the time.
Natty and...
Tattletelling.
Yeah, I think he's tired
like, he
of Natty
always
and
says
folks.
That to her. He's like... Natty, suck it up. Like, just go on, be a team player. Just be a team player.
I think, again, if you break the rules in wrestling, you'll do good for yourself. We saw Naomi.
It depends on who you are.
I think even if you don't succeed there, you'll succeed elsewhere. You have to break the rules in wrestling. Naomi broke the rules last week or
that
2 weeks
great.
Ago.
That was great.
And it was great, right?
That
I'm
going to
remember that episode. It's great.
Yeah.
Lana broke the rules, and now she's in two matches at a pay-per-view match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Break
yeah,
the
that's
rules
true.
All it the just, time.
No.
No, not all the time. Do not take his advice. No, not it, all the time.
There's times and places for everything. And
yes.
People, like, something might work for you, and then somebody else is going to try it, and it doesn't work for them. And now they're out because you know what I'm saying. I'm not just saying
because right? I told them to break the rules.
Yeah, I'm not saying you shouldn't break the rules, but like, you need to measure them and you have to realize the risk involved. With Naomi, it seemed like I think she said that. I don't think she was really prepared for it. But she said, you know, if this is going to result in me losing the belt, then at least there was that one time where I was able to do that.
Yeah.
So I mean, she knew the risk that was involved.
Mm-hmm.
So you know.
I think that they were going to change it to turn blow, but they're like, hey. Since you're doing this, let's do a storyline. But do you guys have any more opinion on this episode? Because we did cover a lot. Anywhere else you want to give out? Any more aggression?
That's shade right there.
What do you mean aggression?
Aggression on this episode of how these women handled it.
Oh, man.
I always want to see more of Naomi. But
I do, too. I do, too. And I'm really missing... I mean, I know we get Total Bellas, but I am missing the Bellas with their more, like, you know, Brie mode. And
I think the problem is they're both not wrestling.
Yeah.
So it's
not.
A little
and
difficult.
That's fine. That's fine. That's
shade.
Fine.
Shade more.
Right, I'm saying more shade. That's fine because at the end of the day, they're going to end up being gone one day. And there's more women that's coming up to the main roster.
Yeah.
So.
But are they going to want to do Total Divas?
Maybe, maybe not.
Right.
Do we
want them on Total Divas? That's the question.
Maybe, maybe not. We had we had Mandy Rose on Total Divas, and she's now on the main roster. So.
Who?
What was her name?
What who was that?
Man, what I know who you're talking about, but she went by another name, didn't she?
Amanda? I know her.
Who?
The blonde chick. The blonde chick. From like season 3 or 4.
Yeah, she was on there with Eva.
Really, guys, we're calling her the blonde chick? That's what we're going with.
I don't remember her. I remember who I don't care for. She was blonde. Summer Rae.
She was...
Maddie Sachs. Wasn't that her name?
Who?
Oh, okay, keep on going.
This is going down real quick.
I don't remember her.
She's on the season with Eva, and her and Eva shared a room. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, Mandy. Yeah. No, she went by Mandy Rose.
Oh.
Yeah, she was on Tough Enough.
No. Oh, she's not memorable then.
No, she is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She was on NXT.
Damn!
The shade. This episode should be called The Shade.
The Shade. It's pretty called much. The Diva Divide, so we're dividing.
Well, if you want to listen...
I want Paige back on the show.
No.
No, hell no.
Hell
okay,
no.
I want Paige back.
No!
Yes.
I am
terrible. Both
yes.
terrible.
TK right now.
Both yes. terrible.
Alicia Fox is very lovable.
No, she's not. Not lovable.
She's hella crazy, but I love it.
No, she's not. They're both terrible.
I love Alicia Fox, but I can't handle Paige and the Alberto thing. I can't do
they're
it.
They're not together
I think
anymore.
They're not together.
Hold on, they got a divorce already?
I don't think they were married.
They were married.
Yes, they did get married.
Wait, what? When?
Yes, they got married.
Shotgun. Yeah, they did.
What?
Yeah. She had a tattoo, too, of his name.
She got his name tattooed.
They got married. Yes. I don't want Paige back, and I don't want Alicia Fox back.
Oh, I like Alicia Fox.
Paige is still young. There's still a lot of potential there.
Well, I mean, she's rebellious, but the thing is, the crowd loves her. Mm-hmm. I mean,
why? Because she breaks the rules.
She really does.
Yeah.
She's a rebel.
She's not good for TV, though.
She's a rebel, but
she's a freaking wrestler.
Yeah, she's an amazing wrestler. Nice, she's been doing it since forever. She could cut a promo from the UK. She's also like 21. She's going to make a lot of stupid mistakes. Well,
exactly.
We're the same age.
We're on the same page.
No, we're the same age, but we're born 2 days apart. So, hey.
That explains a lot. I'm just messing with you. But yeah, I really want to see Paige.
And we haven't seen much of Alexa Bliss since the first episode.
No, we haven't actually.
So hopefully we get to. And if you want to join this conversation more, you could follow all of us on social media. Leave a comment and below. But before we tell you where to find us, we might have a special guest next week. And we did mention her name on this episode. So comment below and guess who you think our guest might be. It's a maybe, but... tune in next week. My name's Anissa Barr. You can follow me at Anissa Barr. TK, tell everybody where they can find you.
All right. Like you guys have been following me. I have a lot of charities going on. I'm actually doing a marathon to raise water pumps all over the world. So if you want to do that, you can check out at TK Trinidad. Also for Christmas, I'm doing a donation drive for toys and kids, all that good stuff. So if you have any toys, you want to give them all that good stuff, that's going to be in my social media as well. So at TK Trinidad.
And I am Monique Loveless, and you can find me on all platforms at Upfront with Mo.
And my name is Roger Corral. You can find me on Twitter, Roger_Corral.
Oh, and the baby coming now.
No, there's what? No baby. There's no baby at all.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Why don't you choose on with things?
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.